This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Over the past 15 years, the Unity Community Center in Normal has done big things, and the Multicultural Center is about to get even bigger thanks to an upcoming expansion project.
On Tuesday morning at the Unity Community Center, a room full of kids wasn't staring at their phones or getting into trouble. They were working in teams in a race to put together a 100-piece puzzle.
40 seconds.
Oh! No!
Are we under a time limit?
No.
Oh, so we're just... Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Next up was some time in the garden. It's all part of the Unity Community Center's summer camp, one of the many services provided here on Orlando Avenue in Normal. Anna Bursa from Bloomington is a teen teacher at Unity. She creates lesson plans for the summer camp. This week's theme was civic engagement.
I just really like interacting with the kids, and I want to become a teacher in the future, so it really gives me a lot of good experience. And I really love the community service that comes along with it and just everything that Unity Community Center does.
Anna is excited about Unity's upcoming expansion.
Honestly, it's great because the Unity Community Center, they do so much outside of youth programs, like helping the surrounding area, and I think that expanding that and getting more resources and getting more funding for that is so great.
I visited Unity this week to talk about the expansion with Bobby Lewis Sibley, the County Extension Director for Livingston, McLean, and Woodford Counties.
We took over some space vacated by the Town of Normal Police Substation, and we're going to adjoin that space with our current space and renovate it and put in a commercial kitchen.
Why now? Why was this the moment to do this?
One, it was a perfect time because Normal vacated the premises, or they're part of the building, and we do have funds available through two of our grants to take over that lease. And it's a perfect timing as well with our kitchen because we need to address some issues there. We do have a food permit, but we're only currently using microwaves, and it would be wonderful to have a range and a stove and a dishwasher so we can reduce our carbon footprint.
Yeah, and we'll get into the food later, which is, I know, a big part of this. But I want to ask first about the having more space for teen programming. Can you talk about how much more space you'll have and what that could mean for the impact you'll be making?
Sure, absolutely. The room we're sitting in right now is we call the library, but you can see that also there are four large cubicles for the staff, and those will actually be removed and be put in the new space. And so that will free up all this space and this room for teen programming.
What would that actually look like, having these spaces back and more space to work with?
We go by the positive youth development model, and so we will incorporate the teens' input and feedback into what those programs are going to be. So at the start of the new year, the Unity staff will work with the teens to see what that's going to look like. It could be anywhere from having another music class in here specifically for kids, for teens. It could be a specific teen spaces where they can have some downtime separate from the younger kids here. So really we're going to incorporate what the teens want to do with this space.
Currently with teens, what are some of the current teen programs that exist here?
Well, right now is a perfect time to talk about what's happening at summer camp this week at Unity. And the junior high youth are here and they're doing a civic engagement camp this week. So it's all about how to be a productive member of society and be engaged in your community. And so they went to ISU yesterday and they'll be at ISU today at their community engagement department doing things with them.
Can you go one level deeper on the summer camp and the civic engagement types of activities? What are some very specific things that they're doing over the course of these 6 to 8 weeks?
Well, one of the things that they're doing that is they're going to be building a My Free Little Library here. They're going to build two of them. And so it's just a way that the youth can be part of something, building something that will help the neighborhood and community. So there'll be one in our garden, in our children's garden out back, and there'll be one out front. So anybody from the community can come and pick up a book and take it and read.
That's County Extension Director Bobby Lewis Sibley speaking about expansion plans the Unity Community Center in Normal. This is GLT's Sound Ideas.